All right, so I've been mentioning there was huge hype and excitement in Belito yesterday because there was a massive event and I believe there's like 75% off. But the story behind Mo's Cribs is what really got us going here in studio. We're having a little woman crush on a Friday. We normally do this on a Wednesday, but we heard the ladies are in town and we're like, we need to have them in studio. Two sisters who have built a thriving business that employs over 280 artisans and hand makes homeware and deco from recycled or upcycled material, rather. Mo and Michelle Mokone are the owners and founders of Mo's Cribs, and their slogan is transforming waste into timeless design. Wow, thank you so much, ladies, for joining us in studio. Hello, hello.
Hello,
Carol.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, we are so excited to have you both in studio.
Amazing.
I think the question is, it's two sisters in business.
Yes.
How did this happen? Were you guys just sitting playing with your dolls and you're like, let's do this business? Or like, how did we get to this empire?
It probably started there, you know. We were very close growing up,
yeah.
You know. And but I mean, of course, we had separate lives, you know. I went on and I studied agriculture economics. Mo was working as an HR. And at the time that we started the business, we were working full time. We had our corporate jobs. But Mo is a born artist, right? So she was making origami swans at the time.
Wow.
And, you know, so we went to a market. I invited her to go to a market with me, but that was just for fun.
Yeah.
And when we went to the market, it was 2015. I was going there to just have a good time, take some pictures for Instagram, but she saw an opportunity. She was like, I could actually sell my origami swans here. You know, I've always wanted to find a place where I can sell them, and I think this is the place.
Right.
And at the end of the market, the same day, she wrote to the people, said, I make these origami swans. You need to have me at the show. And fast forward a year later, we were at the market. And, you know, I was just basically there as a support. And I just found myself doing some of the operations for the market, planning certain things. And also I joined her selling the origami swans. And what was supposed to just be something fun that we just do, you know, once a year, really became a phenomenon, because this origami swan sold so well. But not only did it just sell well, it led us to realize that the future is sustainability. Because when we were at the market, people were talking about how this product is environmentally friendly.
Yes.
You know, it's made from upcycled material and it's functional. And then we thought we need to have a follow-up product that actually matches that. And essentially, that's how the business started. Of course, it was still, you know, fun doing it as a hobby. But I think 2 years later, we decided, you know what, let's actually do this full time.
Wow.
Yeah.
And full time has become just under 300 people you employ.
Yeah. Exactly. We
and
have 280 employees. And not only that, we also are suppliers to some of the big retailers that you know and love. You can find our products at Woolworths. At Home is a price home. We're also one of the biggest exporters of craft in Africa, selling to international markets, including Target, which is one of the biggest retailers in the world.
You guys are in Target?
Yes, we are in Target.
Oh,
yay.
Crate
and Barrel, and a new customer called CB2. You can find our product all over the world, in the USA, Canada, Philippines, Singapore, Dubai, Saudi Arabia. So we're really, really global. We also just recently launched in Asia as well. We are now in the Philippines. So our products are global.
I cannot believe it. I'm looking at two young ladies that are so humble, so down to earth, and yet you're worldwide.
Yes.
Hey?
Yes, not really only worldwide, but now we've realized that we also have a market here locally, selling direct to the customers. I mean, yesterday we had over 1,600 people walk in through our doors to support us at the factory sale that we're having in Belito.
I believe
which is happening since yesterday till Sunday, the 4th of May.
Yeah.
And it was such, you know, it's an empowering moment because we travel with all our team members, including the cleaner. So some of these artisans and our employees, team members, we call them, get to see their world and open their minds up because they get to travel around the world with us. They've been to Rwanda. They've been to Cape Town. We were in Cape Town with them. And right now we've traveled 24 members of our team all the way to Durban from Pretoria.
That's amazing. I want to talk about the 4 days that you're here. So people who want to come and get your products and support your thriving, beautiful, sustainable business. Talk to us about where exactly you'll be in Belito. And you said it's 4 days.
Yeah, so we are in Shaka's Head. It's just close to the Mints breakdown service. So essentially, it's a Belito business park, I believe.
Right.
And we are here until Sunday. So it's our first time in Durban.
And what?
This is the perfect opportunity for people to come and get our products. It's a sensation. We've done it in Stellenbosch. We've done it in Pretoria, Joburg. Sensation. And we are saying people must just not miss this opportunity. We finish on Sunday at 4 p.m. And if people want more information about it, I think they can just follow us on Instagram. It's mos.crib. And then they can get all the information, or on our website, moscrib.co.za, where they can actually RSVP to this event. But I mean, it's incredible. And people can actually get products all the way up to 75% off. We've got laundry baskets of all shapes and sizes and colors. We've got dog baskets. We've got baby bassinets. So there's, you know, something for everyone in the home. We've got outdoor furniture, you know, selling at just under 8,000 Rand. You know, endless types of products that we have, storage baskets, you know what, you name it. And this is quality products that you really cannot find anywhere. And, you know, also new developments that we've made specially for Durban, for the coastal region as Durban, you know, such as handbags and, you know, sun hats. So there's just so much more to find at our factory sale.
I'm like having goosebumps. I'm like, I can't deal. We're going to get into your staff compliments and the amazing benefits of working for Mo's Cribs. I'm going to ask Rory to phone our boss to make sure he's listening, so, yes, so that he can add some of the benefits you give your 100%. Staff to our to list of stuff. Mm-hmm. So we're going to chat more about that. Also coming up, I want to chat about just inspiration for others. You two sisters who enjoyed doing something and you've now turned it into a legacy. Never mind a business, a legacy. Mm-hmm. And I'd love you to give us advice on how, you know, we can also just find the strength to believe in our dreams and chase them hard, hard, like you ladies are doing. So we'll do all of that in the next five.
Carol Ofori, East Coast Radio.
This is Kususa with Hope on KZN. And I mean, on KZN's number one, rather. And speaking about hope, it's such a beautiful story of two sisters coming together and creating a wonderful, sustainable empire that is called Mo's Cribs. I believe thousands of you headed out to Balito and shopped up a storm at the factory sale. And it's happening for the next couple of days out in Balito. We're hanging out with the ladies behind Mo's Cribs, Mo Mukone, as well as Michelle Mukone. I'm saying right. I get
yes, you are. That's perfect.
Yeah. Yes. I'm a petty girl, so I got it down. Your sustainable working environment for your employees is insane. Let me just read some of the things that you do for your employees. Daily meals. You get free breakfast and lunch provided every day. Boss, are you listening? Boss, are you listening? Transport subsidies, financial support for commuting to and from work, medical care, access to a nurse and one free doctor consultation a month, Wellness Fridays, a day off on the last Friday of every month to promote work-life balance. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with me. They also have a workplace library, upskilling the brain, a library available on site to enhance reading and speaking skills, growth, a career growth, training and development opportunities, including promotions within the company, free lodging and accommodation. They provide this for the artisans who live in areas that are just not sustainable and safe and challenging conditions. It is insane that you've thought of the people who wake up every day to build your business to make them very comfortable. Talk to us about that.
When Mo and I started the business, we had to go back to our values to think about what, and we literally did this. So we said, we're like, we're going to do this business full time. Let's think about our values and how can we infuse these values into the company. And so we grew up with, you know, a mom who, you know, was very selfless and she really just cared a lot about people.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that also that's mirrored into the company. And we wanted to really create conscious capitalism so that we can become conscious leaders and to really not just do things according to the status quo. You know, who said you can't give your people transport subsidy? You right. know, who said you can't give them lunch every day?
Right.
And, you know, there were instances where we were working full time. And even though we had very comfortable jobs, there are times when the month is really tough and you don't have lunch.
Yeah.
We've experienced those days where we had to literally ask our mom for money to go to work because, you know, our salary was finished, and not because we're irresponsible, but because it just took you so far. And it's like we had to really think about how can we make sure our people don't go through that, you know, how can we meet them halfway. And so we're very serious about that, and it's not just intentionality with our staff members, but being intentional also with the material that we use. So we are very conscious about the type of material that we use in our company. We don't compromise. There's no plastic that goes into our products.
Talk to me about the material. So what materials? It's, I know it's sustainable, I know it's upcycling, for some people that's major jargon. What materials are they?
Yeah, so the material that we use is recycled PVC water pipe. And this is what has created our flagship product and what has really put Mo's Cribs on the map. It's because of this pipe that we're talking about is one of the least recycled plastics in the world.
Wow.
So it's PVC that you find at landfills, construction sites, or the PVC manufacturers. You find thousands of PVC pipe, you know, lying around at the PVC manufacturers that's broken, that can't be used anymore. And we have managed to actually find a market for that.
Wow.
You know, turning that trash into treasure. And we also use non-environmentally invasive materials, such as grass. We started off with just ilala palm leaves, but then in order to diversify and differentiate ourselves in the market, we had to go and research different types of material, such as banana bark. We use leaves of a banana tree to make our products, which is very premium products. We use raffia, we use sisal, you know, elephant grass, all types of grass that we actually source from all over Africa that we actually use in our product making. And that's essentially all that goes into the product, and everything is handmade. And so we had to really stick true to those values to say, we want our products to be handmade and we want to use non-environmentally invasive material. And we do that to this day, even though it's very difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very difficult. Speaking about very difficult, what I love about having ladies such as yourself on the show is people are listening. They may have dreams. They may have aspirations. And you both had that and you chased them. And today, as I mentioned, you have this amazing empire that's coming, being a legacy that you're leaving behind and also making history. I mean, some of the...
It's thriving business.
Mm-hmm. And you're breaking molds. You are, you know, disrupting industry in a beautiful way and taking people along the way on a journey that's healthy and sustainable and wellness centered, right? Mm-hmm. What are your words of encouragement for someone who's listening right now?
I shared a story this morning with our team members, all the 24 that are here with us. I hope they're listening because I hope people are listening to East Coast Radio. But essentially, I shared a message with them this morning where my sister and I booked a flight when we were in our 9-to-5 jobs. We booked a flight to Durban to come and sell an idea to Mr. Price Home.
Right.
We had a basket, a sample basket, and we wanted to sell it in their stores. Mm-hmm. And we came to pitch for them in 2017 in January. And they said to us that it's too early, that the product is too early for the market, that it will not be well received.
Right.
And we walked away so disappointed because we had spent so much money to come here and took day off. And now Mr. Price, 8 years later, is not only one of our biggest customers ever, but we've come to Durban where they are situated, and we have literally evaded Durban, you know, through the factory sale, which was well supported yesterday and today and still going ahead until Sunday. But essentially, the motivation here for us is that, you know, stay true to your calling, stay true to that passion. If you see a vision and something that you feel that it should be something that it should be out there and shared with the people, do not let one person determine your future. And certainly, not Mr. Price, I mean, we love them so much, but they did not define who we are. And it shows that we can stand on our 2 feet and be able to manifest the thoughts and the dreams that we had.
Oh, wow. I love it. Recap for us. Where can everyone find you this weekend and then also beyond? Because you are international, so, and you are available in many stores across the country, including Mr. Price, as you said. But for this weekend, for those who are in Durban and Belita area, where can we find most crypto?
Yes, if you are in and around Durban, you can find us in Balito. We are at Mince Breakdown Services, an industrial park in Balito. You can go on our Instagram, which is at Mos, that's MOS.CRIB, or you can go on our website, www.moscrib.co.za, to RSVP, where you get all the details. Also, remember that it's a sip and shop, so come thirsty, as we are serving champagne, drinks, coffee is also on stand by there. You can bring a girlfriend or a boyfriend or a husband to come and sip and shop away at some of the beautiful products that we normally sell in retail. So imagine a basket that is selling for about 1,000 rands at Woolworths. You can find it at about 2.59 only at Moe's Crib, only for 4 days, only in Balito.
I can see Rory's looking. He's going to come and buy a basket for Benson and for Pongo. He's
you
beautiful,
better,
fluffy
Rory.
Babies. Well, thank you once again for being in studio. Wishing you all the best.
Thank you so much.
You've cracked so many ceilings. What's next for Moe's Cribs? You are now in Asia. What's next? Because you're everywhere. You're in the US, you're in South Africa. What's next?
You know, we have a dream of ours. The factory sale is doing really well. Mm-hmm. We always push ourselves. We've pushed ourselves even for the Durban factory sale. We were really scared about coming over here. But, you know, you need to go where you're scared. You need to push yourself. So we would like to see the factory sale also succeed in Australia, in New Zealand, in the USA, particularly in LA. That's where we would like to be. We also want to have stores, you know, stores across South Africa, and become one of the leading global homeware brands you know, in the world. So that's really, we are reaching for the stars.
Yeah. Reaching for the stars. Mo's Cribs. Thank you so much, Mo Mokone, as well as Michelle Mokone. All the best. And just keep shining. Keep being yourselves. By being yourselves, you inspire so many people to chase their dreams and Wonderful. Live their best lives.
Thank you so much, Carol. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Carol Ofori, East Coast Radio.